Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Howdy. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. It's my show. I'm here on the 30th day of December. Carl Middleman, Ethan, Susan, Thomas are here, ready to bring you the latest and greatest of what's going on around the world here in what is normally a fairly slow week between Christmas and New Year's Eve. But we're here today. We're here tomorrow. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, we will have the day off on Wednesday. Kim St. Ange, a little under the weather. Expecting to be back tomorrow, but whatever this flu is that's gone around has been gripping some people. Carl, have you known anybody who's gotten this?
Yes.
And it's setting people back a week or so, honestly. For some people, it's like a 24-hour thing, and others, it lingers. Whatever got a hold of me back around Thanksgiving.
You gave it to Kim.
No. What she's got is something different. She's got something more like the flu. I ended up with a cough. And it lingered for almost a month. I mean, we're coming up on the 4-week point of this thing, and I will still occasionally here have to hit the cough button that we have on the desk because I have to clear my throat. It's just weird that it's taken so long. I mean, I've gone through a course of antibiotics and everything else, had bronchitis, they said, because nobody got time for that. And I'm feeling better.
I got bronchitis.
Nobody got time for that. Yeah, you know how the story goes. Anyway, we got lots to get to for you this morning. We're going to do the real or fake news quiz coming up here shortly. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening leading up to January 20th and Donald Trump being sworn in, because leaders from all over the world are already flying in to talk to him. They're trying to head off tariffs and maybe him taking control of the Panama Canal again. I mean, you name it. He's got them all on their heels already. We'll talk to Dan Snell about that coming up this morning at about 7:35. Next hour, we've got Tom Ackerman in here talking about the Mizzou game, the big bowl game that's going to go on later today.
And
what the odds are and what he's thinking about that matchup. And then my friend Jack Bowman is going to join us later in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about some trip ideas for you for 2025. Maybe you're looking to get away. Maybe you just need to get away. And if you do, Jack has been to some of the most fabulous places in the world, and he'll talk about some of the ones that maybe that he's enjoyed the most if you're thinking about some new ideas for travel. 8:45, we'll do that. First, though, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Elected in 1976, Jimmy Carter brought the leaders of Egypt and Israel together.
Yeah, that's, of course, them covering the death of Jimmy Carter, the president who died over the weekend at the age of 100, and lots of reflections on what his presidency was and what his post-presidency became.
Happy holidays, everyone. I know it's been a difficult few months for so many of us, and that folks are feeling a little bit anxious and uncertain.
Well, we're feeling like we know what it's like to have no hope. I think. That was Michelle Obama with a New Year's message of sort of hang in there, not sure what's coming next.
Look, we're not waiting. I've already been to the border several times. I've already met with Governor Abbott, what we can do for Texas. We're not waiting for January 20th. We're going to try to secure the border as quick as we can. We already started to work on those plans.
All right. Thank you, Tom Homan. Already putting out letters, apparently, to some of these sanctuary states saying, if you get in the way, you're going to get run over, just so you know.
You're so stupid and you deserve it. You deserve it because you're so dumb.
That was a meltdown by none other than Don Lemon, former St. Louis broadcaster, of course, went to CNN, famously got fired after making some negative comments about his female co-workers or women in general. Tried to get a podcast with Elon Musk. Elon told him to go take a hike. And you can see why. He's a little crazy. Is what's going on here. If you've kind of been out of it over the weekend, you weren't paying attention to what's happening, a hubbub has blistered up. And the people like Don Lemon and the people that hate you if you supported Donald Trump are trying to make more out of it than it really is. It is a controversy of over H-1B visas. Do you know what that is? Do you know what an H-1B visa is? H-1B visas are used by foreign workers to come to the United States and be hired by these big companies, maybe as engineers or maybe for other jobs. They're designed to bring over the best and the brightest, which when it comes to immigration is really what you want. And if somebody's granted an H-1B visa, they are indeed, they've been vetted and they're legally in the United States of America. I think that's what's important to mention here. At one point, a couple years ago, Donald Trump said that although he had used it for his different hotels and all that, he didn't agree with it and thought it needed to be reformed. And now, because Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are in favor of H-1B visas, and Donald Trump came out and said he supports them, which he also said 5 years ago he supported them, he just thought it needed to be reformed. Now all the MAGA people are at each other's throat, and how dare Elon try to persuade Donald Trump this is a good idea. I don't know. It's a bunch of hubbub over nothing. It's not a problem. It's not why we've got 30 million extra people in the country who shouldn't be here. They didn't come in on H-1B visas. It's silly season, but Don Lemon and the liberals are having a ball, and they think you've all been duped by this Donald Trump character. Listen to this rant this guy went on online.
You're so stupid and you deserve it. You deserve it because you're so dumb. Jim, it's hypocrisy. So go with me here. Yes, I am gloating over your stupidity. And how you were taken. I'm cackling in Kamala, says in Shanta. You have been co-opted because you're in a cult and you don't even realize it because you have stupid MAGA brain and you don't get it. How stupid and dumb are you?
You know, it's good in one way, because now that Don Lemon doesn't have to act like he's a journalist at CNN, you get to see the real Don Lemon. You do. I mean, this is the guy. It's who he's always been. He just had to dress it up when he was on the air over there a little bit at CNN. He is completely off the deep end, and he's trying to act like there's something there to this story, and it's really not. It's really not a big story like they would like to lead you to believe. But, you know, it's a slow news time in America right now. Let's just face it, if that's what we're all talking about. All right, quick break here. Coming up in a few minutes, the real or fake news quiz. You know, with St. Ange out of the picture here, Carl, I'm feeling confident today.
Head to head.
I'm just telling you. We'll mix it up here in a few minutes on a real or fake. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk more about all of the world leaders already flying to Mar-a-Lago to beg for an audience with Donald Trump. We'll be back.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters. Because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
In just a minute.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is the final real or fake news quiz of the year.
I think Kim was scared. I think that's why she's not here today.
Well, last time we did this.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Ethan Bright got every single question correct.
He did.
And Kim missed one.
Never happened again.
And therefore, Ethan won. So, it's head-to-head.
Reigning champ, bring it, Carl Middleman.
All right. So, Ethan, since you won last time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he gets to go first?
Do you want to go first?
You can go first, by all
means. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I'd rather you go
first. Go ahead.
That's how Ethan won last time, by having other people go first. Ethan Bright, to highlight tax evasion, South Korea introduced ugly neon green car tags for cars that are worth more than $58,000. Real or fake?
Sure, let's go real.
What's that got to do with tax evasion?
I know, I was kind of thrown off.
Real or fake, Mark, to highlight tax evasion, South Korea introduced ugly neon green car tags for cars worth more than $58,000.
I'm going to go real because it sounds so ridiculous that it could be real.
It is real. Luxury car sales fell 27%.
When they did that?
Yep.
Wow.
So people know you have an expensive car if you have...
They can't tell that anyway just by looking at it. Somebody drives down the street in a Bentley, I know I have a decent idea what they paid for it.
I was thinking they didn't pay a tax like everybody in St. Louis who's driving around with no plates.
Isn't that supposed to end this year?
They're working on having you pay at the dealership you buy it. That way you can't evade the taxes on it. You can roll it into the
loan.
That's
not official yet?
Well, they just don't have the system up and running yet, I don't think.
Because I thought that that's what they were going to do last year, and now they're going to do that.
All the car dealers have to be on board with it and ready to go. So,
okay.
Yes.
Mark Cox, for you.
Yes, sir.
You can rent out abandoned Hot Topics for holiday parties. Real or fake?
Abandoned what?
Hot Topics. Those are mall stores?
The store.
For holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true, because they're probably desperate to make some money on it.
Ethan Bright.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm going to go true.
You're both wrong. It's fake.
Ugh.
Made that up. Because you're in a mall. You can't just have a party in an abandoned store in a mall.
They got to pay that rent
somehow.
They own
the lease. They got to sublease it somehow. Could happen. Wouldn't happen at the Chesterfield Mall, which is largely torn down, the big chunk of it right now. But go ahead.
Ethan Bright, real or fake, in Arkansas, the sale of alcoholic beverages is prohibited on Christmas Day. Real or fake?
I am going to go real.
Mark Cox.
That's got to be real.
It is real. You're allowed to drink on Christmas Day. You just can't purchase on Christmas Day.
Like, could you go to a bar if you found one open?
I don't.
Or no sales. You just can't go to a liquor store.
It says sale of alcoholic beverages. I'm guessing bars must be closed.
Good to
Arkansas.
Know if my daughter ever goes to school down there. Good to know.
Well, Mark, let's continue. Stay with you.
Okay.
In Idaho, real or fake, I have to word this correctly. In Idaho, happy hours are illegal. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with real on that, Carl.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It is fake. I just made it up.
Oh,
on the spot, right here.
Have you run out of things to...
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not.
Ask and that's
Carl.
It.
No, I've got, I actually have a lot more.
Oh.
Like Mark Cox. In the year 2024, more people Googled Elon Musk than Taylor Swift. Real or fake?
I'll go with real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It is fake. More people looked up Taylor
He's
Swift.
He's up two on me now. Come yes. on.
More people looked up Taylor Swift than Elon Musk. All right, Mark, we'll do it.
But shouldn't you have gone back and started with him that time instead of me? You did me two times in a row.
I think so.
All right, well, then I'll do Ethan two times in a row.
Okay.
Ethan Hey-o. Bright. In the year 2024, more people looked up J.D. Vance than Tim Walz. Real or fake?
I would say that one's real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with real.
That is real.
All right.
Ethan Bright, in the year 2024, more people looked up Simone Biles than Dune Part 2. Real or fake?
I'm going to go, I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I got to go real on that one.
It's fake.
More
people looked up Dune Part 2 than Simone Biles,
even though she went back and won.
Some people don't care about the Olympics.
I just figured more people knew who she was compared to Dune, so they had to look Dune up.
Mark Cox, a New Jersey governor candidate, faked his Spotify Wrapped status to show only songs from Bruce Springsteen. Is that real or fake?
I'm going to say that that is fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real. That sounds ridiculous, but...
It's real. I mean, Mark, there's no way to catch up.
I know that. I'm afraid you're right. I'm down three.
Mark Cox, is this your turn again still?
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. What
the hell it really doesn't matter. Did you know that there are... Nope, I can't say it that way. I have to say real or fake.
Oh...
There are more McDonald's restaurants than there are public libraries in the United States. Real or fake?
Oh, that's fake.
Ethan Bright.
I think it's true. There are more McDonald's.
There are more public libraries in the United States. 17,000 to 13,500.
Well, that's closer than I thought.
I thought for sure more McDonald's.
All right. Well, then, Ethan Bright, are there more public libraries or more Starbucks coffee shops?
Do you want me to just pick one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Starbucks.
Mark Cox.
So it's not real or fake? It's just a question.
I'll go with more
public libraries.
You're right. It's public libraries.
What?
But now he's only up by one. Do you have one more question to ask us? We could end up in a tie.
Well, the thing is, we're out of time.
Oh, you cheated.
Oh, by the way...
Winning.
17,454 public libraries, 17,068 Starbucks. So it's close.
It's getting there.
What am I doing? No, I need to be
doing. What are
doing,
you doing, Carl?
I was supposed to be playing.
All right. Well, congratulations to Ethan. You got me there because we ran out of time. Only because we ran out of time. I was coming back. Carl.
It's a whole new year next year, Mark.
Where did I hide this?
What are we doing here, Carl?
Nothing. We're
filling the void.
We're leaving in 5 seconds.
Okay, we'll be back. We'll talk more about the world leaders coming to visit President Trump in just a minute.
I'll go back to the court. I think that Donald Trump will probably get his fourth nomination to the Supreme Court either this year or maybe next year.
Because someone retires,
Justice Sam Alito.
Justice Sam Alito.
He was nominated, took the bench in 2006 after nearly 2 decades on the court.
Wow, how about that? That was Jan Crawford on CBS. They were all making predictions for 2025, and she thinks Donald Trump gets another pick for a Supreme Court justice. He might get two. You never know. There are all kinds of reports about Sotomayor's health not being great. I mean, that would certainly be one of the things that could happen. Lots to going on, for sure, in 2025. And before we even get there, we got Dan Snell with us this morning. Of course, he is an analyst and an observer, just like I am, of a lot of these things that are happening right now. And Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. Happy Monday to you and all your St. Louis listeners. Right across the state, I'm in Kansas City, so we're just from the East Coast to the West Coast. Always great to be with you.
Well, it is. It's great to have you on. Are you a big Chiefs fan?
Well, yeah, we're having a pretty good season. I'm saying number three, the trophy number three, will be coming our way. And I still am a Rams fan from the days when they were there with you. I know that's a sensitive topic, but they'll always be a St. Louis team.
You know, it's tough. I'll always be a fan of the greatest show on turf. There's a bad taste in the mouth of St. Louisans after the way they were treated, and they still can't. Even now, they're still trying to determine how to spend all of that law, all of that legal settlement they got from the Rams here in the city. So I don't know. I'm with you. There are a lot of Kansas City fans over here now that the Rams have gone away and they don't really have their own hometown team to root for anymore, other than the Battle Hawks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of a segue. That's what Donald Trump, he has gathered his fans like the Chiefs. He's become the number one team in the land, the greatest show on earth. He'd like to hear that about him. He'd like to be called the greatest show on earth, I'm sure.
And, yeah.
And a lot of things happening there in Washington, from Florida to Washington to Canada to Panama to Greenland.
Yeah, what do you do?
The news.
What do you do? I mean, I saw where those two Canadian ministers were flying down to Mar-a-Lago to kind of talk to Trump. I guess they're all worried about tariffs. And you got to give him credit for rattling cages before he even takes office.
Yeah, I think this time, you know, it's not his first rodeo, as they say, and he's got a little more gravitas. He's been there before, so he's acting like he's been there before. It is his style, you know, from the Art of the Deal book. He's always looking at how can I maybe gain a position to negotiate with. And so whether it's tariffs or the fentanyl issue or immigration or any way to help America have an edge, he's now up front and out front. He's doing such a good job, I think, in these this span before January 20th and the inauguration. He's done it a lot better this time. And Canada, you know, they came down there. Of course, Justin Trudeau, he'd already been down there. And I say with a smile, he probably went home not feeling too good, because everything from Trump's posting he should be replaced by Wayne Gretzky and calling him a governor. So he sent a couple of ministers there. And who wouldn't want, if you're in Canada, who wouldn't want to go to Florida in December? And they talked.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, who wouldn't want to go down there? I mean, here's the thing. You're right. Trump knows how to negotiate, just like he did. He got NATO members to pay up when they weren't paying up because he threatened, although he don't think he had ever intention of leaving NATO. But he's masterful at that. And just like in Mexico, I think that the leftist president they have in Mexico now is about to be introduced to Donald Trump's way of getting things done. But, you know, he already told her she's going to have to do something about these cartels. And she basically told him to mind his own business and Mexico would do what they want. I mean, America's the 900-pound gorilla in the room. I'm not quite sure of what she thinks she's going to accomplish. I would be betting on Donald Trump in that case. How about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's going to have an awakening as to the power and realistically the true power of the United States, the leader of the free world, and how we are, but also how Donald Trump does business. And if you look at this whole issue, I know those two ministers went down there and I think they met with Tom Homan, the border czar, and our upcoming Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, to talk about tariffs and border. You know, it's interesting. We've got everybody pays attention to the border in Mexico, right? And it's 1,900 miles and four states. But Canada and the United States, 5,500 miles and 13 states it spans. It's the largest border line in the world. And yet, I'm sure the good thing about Donald Trump is he looks at a fresh look and he goes, wait a minute. That's the huge border. What if they're doing, and what if the bad guys or the terrorists or the smugglers or the cartels are moving in from Canada instead of Mexico? So I think paying attention to Canada and putting them on notice is a good thing.
Yeah, I think you're onto something here. We're talking to Dan Snell. You know, it's that, and it's like this situation with what is it, Greenland, and then the Panama Canal. I actually watch, like, Donald Trump suggests these things, and I'm watching the left-wing commentators on this weekend debate. Well, if he's gonna, he would have to go to war. He talks about not wanting to get involved in a foreign war. He'd have to go to war to take back the Panama Canal. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think anybody's talking about going to war. He's talking about the fact this was a horrible decision to give that away to begin with, and he knows what China is doing to try to control it. And why would we allow that to happen? These are questions the Biden administration should have been asking.
Yeah, I think so. I think Donald Trump is on the right path there. You know, with respect, I know that the Panama Canal went back during Jimmy Carter. God bless him, rest his soul. Everybody always said, you know, oh, he was not a good president. But, you know, his life spanning 100 years is a good representation. What I write about in The Winsome Candidate is a life of public service. Did he do everything perfect as president? No, but he was the one that gave it back. And so my hope is Donald Trump will go to Jimmy Carter's funeral and say some kind words and then handle this Panama thing well. But, you know, what's funny is when he first said that about all these countries, I thought, well, that's kind of different. That's weird. But then if you think about it, having Canada as part of one nation, that with 60% of our oil imports come from Canada, and for the protection in the world, Greenland would be a good thing. And who's to say that the new world doesn't have a different look to it as we go into a more global world?
Yeah, it's true. I said that about Carter this morning. I mean, I kind of cut my political teeth and my awareness on the Carter administration. I remember in high school, I was so looking forward and campaigning back then for Ronald Reagan, even though I couldn't vote yet. It was so important to me that Carter not be president anymore. That doesn't take anything. I mean, he made some bad decisions as president. Doesn't take anything away from what he accomplished afterwards. I don't agree with some of the ways maybe he tried to dabble in foreign policy that I don't think was in the best interest of the United States after he left office. But you still got to give the guy credit. He polished his image a great deal after he left Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I think history will be kind to him. In my book, The Winsome Candidate, I write about, and I was blessed in my life to shake hands with five United States presidents, and he was one of them. And actually, this is going to date me, but the very first time I got to vote for president, I voted for Jimmy Carter because I'm a small-town guy, born in Nebraska, small-town. He was Plains, Georgia, small-town guy, smiled a lot. He looked like, I didn't even really know about the Winsome Way book I was going to write, but he had kind of a winsome smile. How you doing? Thank you. Jimmy Carter. I'm running for president. You know, and he kind of had a folksy way. You know, historian, first guy to ever walk the entire, in the inauguration, walk the entire way from the Capitol to the White House. And now other presidents do it like it's something special, but he did it first. So I think history will be kind to him. But God bless Ronald Reagan. I was, when I first got involved in politics, I was his campaign chairman in Lancaster County, Lincoln, Nebraska. Youngest, they tell me, the youngest of a county of 100,000 ever in the country. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm a Reagan and JFK guy, but that will date me.
How can people find out more about the book?
TheWinsomeCandidate.com. TheWinsomeCandidate.com is my website, but they can on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, The Winsome Way or The Winsome Candidate. And always great to be with you, Mark. You're a winsome guy, and stay winsome there in St. Louis.
Dan Snell, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right.
All right.
My best to you.
Yeah, take care. We appreciate that. Winsome, I've been called handsome, but not winsome before, Carl.
Winsome, loosome.
Winsome. That's been a few years, but certainly. That's an interesting point of view on that. You know, I got, I, I don't, wish ill on somebody after they're dead. I mean, Carter did a few good things. I think the Habitat for Humanity and all that. I certainly didn't agree with some of his Middle East dabblings over the years, because what he was doing was not in the best interest of Israel, ever, in my opinion. And I think that's proven out since he left office. Every Democrat administration has tried to do this two-state solution thing. That ship's never going to sail. It's just not. You can't do that. That is not the solution to the Middle East, but that's a issue for a different day. All right, coming up, we still got our friend Jessie Jane Duff. Can't wait to talk to her. She is involved in planning for the inauguration, so I'm anxious to chat with her coming up here at about 8:20. Tom Ackerman with more on the big Mizzou Iowa bowl game scheduled for a little later today. We'll talk about the odds and what Tom thinks about that at 8:35.
I love this song.
So I played it.
Last train
to Clarksville.
And we play it because, you may not have known this, two of the Monkees celebrate a birthday today. Now, they have left us, unfortunately.
They have both passed.
Mike and Davey were both born on this date.
Who do you think is older?
Mike.
Davey.
Davey was older?
Yeah.
No kidding.
By 2 years.
Oh, he had him by 2 years. How old would they be if they were still with us, Carl?
They were born in the 40s, so 80s.
They really are. There you go. There you have it. Anyway, I loved that show as a kid. I watched it in reruns for many, many, many years, I have to say. Anyway, I wanted to get to this earlier. I've been remiss in not getting to it. What could derail an incoming Trump administration faster than anything else? If you're looking at a situation where Donald Trump has both houses of Congress, let's assume for a moment that they settle down and keep their speaker so there's not a speaker fight, they have an opportunity to get crap done in a hurry. So if you're on the left and you would like something to delay that, because Chucky Schumer is only going to be so effective in trying to slow down this the Trump train, what might you need to do that? Might it help if we had another pandemic? Sure could. Dr. Leanna Nguyen was one of the big proponents of the lockdowns and the COVID restrictions. She hates RFK Jr., and she's begging the Biden administration to do one last thing as they walk out the door, and that is basically blow up bird flu. Listen to cut number 11 here, Carl, please.
I think that's the right approach because we don't know what the Trump administration is going to be doing around bird flu. If they have people coming in with anti-vaccine stances, could they hold up vaccine authorization? If they don't want to know how much bird flu is out there, could they withhold testing? I mean, that's a possibility. And I think the Biden administration in the remaining days should get testing and vaccines widely available so that at least it empowers state and local health officials and clinicians to do the right thing for their patients.
Empowers Sam Page to shut down more businesses. This is what they want. She wants the Biden administration to effectively declare an emergency over bird flu, H5N1. Now, a couple things I would point out here. This lady was all about the vast government control that government was able to take of your lives during COVID, the COVID thing. If they could convince people that there was a bird flu pandemic, there would be mass hysteria. Now, unlike COVID, there's already a vaccine for it if it's something that concerns you. When I went bird hunting the other day, Carl, I got a big one of the birds scratched my hand. I might have bird flu. I just don't know. But I treated it with antibiotic ointment and all that stuff. So I cleaned it up. But the point is, if you really want to freak somebody out, tell them, you might get bird flu. So then panic erupts, right? And you've got the health people, the local health directors like we had here in St. Louis County, directed by Sam Page, shutting down youth sports and telling which businesses can stay open and not stay open and making you eat in restaurants that don't have walls. But if they're outside, but they seem like they're inside because they're tents, then it's okay. But then you have to be 6 feet apart. But then, I mean, they're just going to kill millions of more jobs. They are secretly hoping for something like this. Before you panic, she did tell the truth about bird flu. Bear in mind, there are, I don't know, what's the current population in the United States, Carl's at about 340 million, something like that.
Approximately correct.
Roughly. Listen to Dr. Lena Wen on bird flu cases that we know of. Cut 12.
And now we have 66 cases of bird flu in humans. And this is almost certainly a significant undercount because we have not been doing nearly enough testing. So we really don't know the extent of bird flu that's out there in humans. But this particular case, it's someone who is severely ill. But not only that, researchers have isolated the virus in this individual who is sick in Louisiana. And they found that this particular strain of the virus appears to have acquired mutations that make it more likely to bind to airway receptors. Bird flu has been around for a long time.
About 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. But it hasn't been a major issue in humans because while it spreads among birds, it hasn't really spread among mammals. But now there is this mutation. And there's another concern now, Major, too, which is that we are in flu season. And it's possible that a single person could have bird flu and seasonal flu at the same time.
Carl, is my computer up over here?
Oh, great Odin's raven!
66 cases of bird flu reported in the United States. I just double-checked with Google, Carl. According to this, there are 345,426,000 people in the United States. And Major Garrett wasted time on the TV this weekend with Dr. Lena Wen, who wants an emergency call by the Biden administration before he leaves office to get vaccine widely distributed in the instance that this is going to become a problem. The vaccine already exists if you're somebody who feels like you need to take that. Because heaven forbid you get the flu and the bird flu at the same time. You'd struggle to write this in a book, wouldn't you? You really would. All right. Coming up, Jessie Jane Duff, one of my favorite guests. She is going to be headed back to D.C. to the swamp where they are planning for the inauguration. It's going to be a massive and epic, and we're going to get to Jessie Jane and then Tom Ackerman with more on the Mizzou Bowl game. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.